Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, it looks like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is correct when he warned Donald Trump in a telephone call not to hire Susie Wiles. Wiles had already betrayed Ron DeSantis. She'd worked for him at one point, going behind DeSantis' back and trashing him to the media. He told Trump Wiles couldn't be trusted. He was right. She's done this before. Wiles is not a victim of unfair liberal media. She knew exactly who she was talking to. I'll let Fox News' Joe Concha explain.
Vanity Fair, look, is overwhelmingly anti-Trump. And the person who interviewed Susie Wiles here for Vanity Fair, his name is Chris Whipple. Now, let me give you his resume. Former MSNBC, NPR, and 60 Minutes contributor slash producer. So Wiles' argument here is valid when you look at the body of work from those three so-called news organizations. And just read Whipple's book on the 2024 presidential campaign. It's a anti-Trump manifesto.
But isn't our side defending her? J.D. Vance, Donald Trump? Yeah, they have to, or they'll look like fools. Fools for ever hiring her or working with her in the first place. A person who would say the things she didn't, folks. I'm going to run through this. This was tactically designed to inflict the maximum amount of damage on Trump and his organization. Here's what the conservative treehouse writes today. The interviews with Susie Wiles have been taking place all year. Folks, this wasn't one interview, as she claimed, taken out of context. This was 11 separate interviews with recordings of her statements made to ensure she could not retract the divisive content now deployed by Vanity Fair at a critical moment in the Trump administration. Susie Wiles might be lying and spinning and saying it was taken out of context, but she has not specifically denied a single quote. In fact, you can see the broadside here. Let's just take Elon Musk for an example. She called him an avowed ketamine user and an odd duck who's not always rational and who left her aghast. What is she doing there? She's trashing Doge and the cuts. Well, in an interview with the New York Times on Monday, she took issue with the quote about Elon Musk, saying, quote, "That's ridiculous. I wouldn't have said it, and I wouldn't know as far as whether he microdoses with ketamine." But Mr. Whipple then played a recording of her saying exactly that for the Times, in which she could be heard saying it. In other words, she's full of crap. So what is going on here, folks? I fully expect Susie Wiles will turn up with a very lucrative contract, either MS Now, formerly MSNBC, CNN, maybe CBS, before the 2028 election, and most especially before the 2026 election, to trash Republicans. The last person they got to take that highly lucrative role is completely burned out. He's Michael Steele, the former head of the Republican Party under George W. Bush. He sounds like a typical Democrat now on MSNBC. All he does is trash Republicans. But they haven't managed to nail down anybody that high level for a long time. Susie Wiles would be a major get. Someone will forward millions to her for turning on us before at least the midterm, if not the 28 election. I guarantee you that's what she's angling for here. They'll either pay her in a lucrative commentary contract for, you know, one of the networks, or they'll divide it up between that and a book deal. But this is her breaking with the Trump administration and protecting the deep state on her way out the door. Sadly, none of this is new for Donald Trump. He has a habit of hiring people who hate him and hate us and putting them in charge of his agenda. Most particularly his chiefs of staff, who have always hated him and always, with the exception of Mark Meadows, turned on him on the way out the door in ways that indicate that they not only don't just dislike him, but never agreed with any of the agenda that they were executing. Perhaps the most devastating thing that Susie Wiles did was her attempt to save the deep state. Her calling Trump's prosecution of key deep state members, think Brennan, Bolton, Comey, Letitia James, and describing them as a retribution tour is so devastating that Letitia James' attorney, Abby Lowell, who's also Hunter Biden's attorney, ironically, is already vowing to use it in court. In fact, what she said was so devastating, expect to see her hauled into court to testify about these statements before juries. This could have a meaningful impact on our ability in court to prosecute these people, and she damn well knew it. And the way that Susie Wiles went about it shows two things: how brilliant she is and how crafty she is. A couple of weeks ago, Mark Mitchell met at the White House, including with Susie Wiles, and talked about some of the reasons that Trump has lost a bit of his mojo with his base in polling. And the number one reason is they're not seeing results, especially on the deep state. It makes them doubt any of his other promises, even though he's getting a tremendous amount done. That's been a consistent theme in Mitchell's polling, and we know she heard it because she invited him to the White House a few weeks ago. Now she's saying what? Quote, "We have a loose agreement," talking about her and Trump, "that the score settling will end before the first 90 days are over." In other words, she's not going to get back at the deep state. He's not going to get back at the deep state. She's saying this to depress his base and dampen turnout for the midterms, because that's exactly the effect it will have. And I have no doubt about this. I mean, folks, she got her start in politics with the Bush family in Florida. You can see where this is coming from. Now, look at what she's doing here. She's also helping to guarantee that retribution against the deep state will never take place. In other words, this is self-fulfilling prophecy. She writes, in some cases, quote, "What Trump is doing with Comey and Letitia James and all the others may look like retribution, and there may be an element of that from time to time. Who would blame him? Not me." What is she saying there? She's basically volunteering to testify at these trials, and she's giving judges a reason, Democrat card-carrying judges, to dismiss these cases. And look, Abby Lowell, Letitia James' attorney, is already biting, quote, "The White House chief of staff admitting that President Trump turned the Justice Department into his weapon for political retribution against Attorney General Letitia James only confirms that this has been an improper vindictive prosecution." See, there it is. Susie Wiles knew this is where this was going. Quote, "This astonishing admission comes after President Trump publicly demanded Attorney General Bondi target Ms. James. And these are exactly the Susie Wiles quotes they're going to use in court, and it's going to work." And they're going to use these quotes from Susie Wiles, this Vanity Fair article. If they don't call her into court herself, which I would, they're going to use these in every one of the deep state trials. That's why even Letitia James' attorney, again, Abby Lowell, calls it an astonishing admission. It's going to be devastating when used in front of juries who are already predisposed to let deep staters off the hook, because it's going to be in the D.C. district, the Virginia district. Those are heavily Democrat districts where these are tried. This is going to be devastating in front of the jury. And they're going to use it in front of the jury for John Brennan, James Comey. If it gets that far, the judges may throw it out before then based on this. John Bolton, Jack Smith, anybody else they try. This was a formidable weapon for the deep state handed to them by Susie Wiles. This is just, it makes me want to spit. Quote, it all proves beyond any doubt that the attempts to bring charges against Attorney General James are nothing more than Trump's political crusade. When they admit it's not just this, they're after but pure revenge. Believe them. Okay, the testimony, Comey, Brennan, John Bolton, anybody else that we bring, Jack Smith, that will be used. It will be powerful in front of a jury. It will protect the deep state and ensure that nobody goes to prison. But most importantly, it will totally demoralize our side. That is her goal here. And that's going to be devastating in court. She knows that. She also knows that if these people are left in place, as well as their minions, the second Donald Trump's immunity ends and he gets on that helicopter and flies away, they're going to do again what they were doing in Arctic Frost, target every single member of the Republican Party and attempt to put them in prison on trumped up charges. By the way, as an aside, Wiles looks absurdly ridiculous saying this crap on this particular day, given that we just got the admission and those bombshell emails from the FBI that they based the entire raid of Mar-a-Lago on a single source, an uncorroborated source who gave an interview that was already old at the time that they raided Mar-a-Lago. Now, here's what we're going to find. It's going to be a Democrat operative, somebody completely uncredible. And that's why the FBI agents were saying, no, we can't do this. We don't have the predicate to raid his home. This is ridiculous. You know what it shows? It shows that the deep state's so powerful that on the word of one accuser, even if it's a Democrat accuser, which it'll be somebody who's compromised, your home can be raided, you can be prosecuted, and your life can be turned upside down. And Susie Wiles just enabled that. So we're finding out the raid of Mar-a-Lago was based on nothing. We already know that Comey wrote in emails to leak information that was classified. That's a felony. It's beyond the statute of limitations now, but he told Congress he did not authorize the leaks. So folks, it's so bad this week that we had a Democrat judge ordering the destruction of those emails. And by the way, the guy who possessed the emails, he's a professor, that guy was on the payroll of the FBI. So it is absolutely government property. You can't order its destruction, but they did. In other words, we have evidence of crimes here. Susie Wiles damn well knows it. She did this to give the deep state a helping hand.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's a method to her madness here, by the way, a pattern. Look at who she went after and why. Someone who's not an advanced political operative wouldn't be able to see it. It would look like random, kind of mean chatter from her. But what she did with J.D. Vance was the most devastating. She's clearly trying to make sure that the MAGA agenda, the Trump agenda, does not last beyond this term. Most people are focusing on her calling Vice President J.D. Vance a conspiracy theorist for a decade. That wasn't the most brutal blow. No, it was when she's asked, hey, wasn't Vance a Trump critic? Yes, he was. When Trump came down the elevator talking immigration, Vance called him a Nazi. Vance is still the most likely person to pick up the Trump mantle and run. And that's why when she was asked about his conversion from Trump critic to ally, she said it wasn't based on principle, but was political. What is she doing there? Okay, the reason that Trump wins is because, quite frankly, voters that vote once every 15 or 20 years, they live in trailer parks, they're kind of down on their luck, they're not really civically responsible, they love him the way that they love a rock star. They'll come out and vote for him, but not other people. That's why Trump only loses New Jersey and Virginia by 5-6 points, but the Republicans who just ran there will lose by 13 to 15. That's the difference. And so how do you get those people to stay home? You say a thing like that about J.D. Vance. Who will recycle it? The Democrats will. They'll play it over and over and over to keep those people home. It'll work, and she damn well knows it. She didn't say something like that about Rubio because Rubio is not threatening to the Bush cabal because he came out of it. J.D. Vance came out of the Elon Musk tech bros power cabal. Rubio, remember, was an original member of the Gang of Five. He's good for the only thing that matters to them, the end of America's sovereignty, amnesty, and permanent one-party rule by the globalists and the Democrats. That's why she left him alone. She still sees J.D. Vance as a threat to that, as someone who will carry on the Trump agenda that she is undermining here. Now, look at this part, folks. What comes out on Friday by law? The Epstein documents. Congress ordered them released with that vote, but I have serious doubts as to whether they actually exist. I mean, do you honestly think that James Comey and his little girl, who spent years sealing all the evidence in the Epstein case so nobody could figure out who the Johns were, do you think they just let those documents lie around, left them for Trump so he can clear himself and bury the Democrats? Oh, hell no. I doubt they even have the documents. Now, look what Ms. Weil said in this Vanity Fair interview. Quote about Trump, we know he's in the file. And then he says, and he's not in the file doing anything awful. If they can't produce the file or the full file, which I doubt still exists, what are you going to hear all weekend? Susie Weil says he's in it. Susie Weil says he's in it. Susie Weil, see what she's doing? Okay, and look at the context in which she called J.D. Vance a conspiracy theorist. Okay, to understand what she did here with this Epstein stuff, you got to understand the polling because it's devastating. Joe Biden, when Afghanistan fell, he fell below 50% approval and he never came back from it. Donald Trump had a similar thing happen in July. It remains to be seen whether he can come back from it. But he was polling above 50%. That's an all-important watermark in D.C. People are afraid of you when you're polling above. They're not afraid of you when you're polling below. And when Trump said in July, if you want me to release, you know, the Epstein files, then I don't want your support. I don't want your vote. It was devastating. Trump since then has bounced around from a low of 42-43% approval to a high of 46-47. But he's never been able to get back that really 4-7 points. That he had in the beginning. It's just he's never been forgiven for it. She knows that. Now, with that in mind, look at the context in which she trashed Pam Bondi, Trump's attorney general, but also called J.D. Vance a conspiracy theorist. She says about Pam Bondi, I think she completely whiffed on the Epstein file release. I think she completely whiffed on appreciation that this was the very targeted group that cared about this. First, she gave them binders full of nothingness, and then she said that the witness list or the client list was on her desk. There is no client list, and it sure as hell wasn't on her desk. Then, she says, Mr. Vance, you know, by contrast, understood the sensitivity you know, of how angry that would make some of Trump's supporters because he himself was a conspiracy theorist. In other words, she's saying J.D. Vance gets how devastating it is that Trump hasn't, can't, won't, whatever, produced the Epstein list. She further buries Trump by saying, we know he's in the file. You mean the file you just said didn't exist? That file? And then she just adds, oh, and he's not in the file doing anything awful. Folks, she's again setting him up. They're either going to come out with nothing tomorrow because they don't have it, or they're going to come out with very little and it's going to be what we've seen before because, again, they don't have it. And what's going to be pointed out, as you know, the UK Daily Mail reported, when the FBI raided Epstein's residences after he did or did not kill himself, depending on your perspective, I mean, they drove out of there with a semi-truck full of stuff. Digital video, cassette tape video, like VHS, beta video, records, thumb drives. It's, folks, we don't have it. I guarantee you we don't have it. And so this is, she's setting him up. Now, we may be able to come up with something, but whatever we come up with, it's not going to be enough to make them happy. And they're going to say, oh, he's withholding Epstein evidence. Guarantee that's coming. Okay. The final devastating blow by Susie Wiles was much more subtle. Because if you've noticed what Trump's been doing in recent weeks in Bessent by promising, hey, we're going to give everybody a $2,000 tariff check, they're running a low-key campaign to keep the Supreme Court from ending Trump's tariff ability, which is what the globalists want. Guarantee you a lot of that $21 trillion in investment in the U.S. never materializes if we no longer have tariffs to backstop our policy requests, our economic requests to our trade partners. They just won't take us seriously. It would be devastating to the Trump trade agenda, but also the Trump investment agenda. And the Supreme Court could honestly come down either way. And that's why Susie Wiles made sure to mention that she, quote, unsuccessfully tried to get him to delay his major tariffs because of a, quote, huge disagreement, unquote, among his advisors. Look, she's telling the Supreme Court internally, we're not even sure we can do this. We had, you know, real doubts about whether this is a good thing. Just go ahead and get rid of it. And finally, this awful, I mean, she says the administration needs to look harder at deportations to prevent mistakes. Folks, that's the heart of the meat of the agenda. She's not for any of it. And folks on our side, misunderstanding what she's doing here, they're saying, well, you know, if you look at the whole interview, she said a lot of nice things and a lot of it doesn't matter. She's not going to snarl like the possessed girl in The Exorcist. She'll never get hired or be a power broker again. She needed most of this to be positive while getting in critical directed hits. And she did. Now, folks, understand this isn't the end of the Trump administration. A lot of people took it that way when I was, you know, talking about it on the air today. Look, Trump is like a cat dropped out of a 15-story window. It's terrifying to watch it fall and you think it can't possibly survive. And then it just, you know, lands on its feet, having cracked only a nail. That's Trump for you. And the odds he recovers from all of this, quite high. In fact, the odds he's flying high by year two, quite high. I want to remind you about this today, too. I was reading a great article the other day about Ronald Reagan and how long it took him to clean up the mess Jimmy Carter made. You realize, right, that he had polling lulls. It took him a full 2 years to begin really seeing signs of economic recovery. Trump will be the same. So, you know, no one good or bad day is going to define us here. It's the overall stuff he's doing. I still think he's headed massively in the right direction. And we also know from the last Trump term, I mean, everybody said, the tariffs are bad. They're going to cause inflation. It's a mess. Yeah, well, by the time we got to Trump year two, it was awesome. It was so great, in fact, that by Trump year four, the Chinese had to unleash COVID to keep him from notching any more economic records. That's his record. That's probably what's going to happen again, barring some major economic disaster, like the world totally unloading, you know, our debt or something. But Susie Wiles right here is trying to get in a hit. She did. He's got to find better people to execute his agenda. Bare minimum requirement. They should at least like us and him.
Battleground America.
Sarah Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.